Well, we're not at the point yet where we're thinking about mowing lawns or even necessarily about mud season. There's way too much snow on the ground for that. But before long, the folks that are interested in plants are going to start talking about various permutations of plants. And there is a symposium coming up March 23rd to talk about the value of protecting native species and the Minnesota Native Plant Society. Scott Milburn is a senior botanist with Midwest Natural Resources, and he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about our wide open spaces, our prairies. Hey, Scott, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So why are, you know, here in our neck of the woods, trying to get grass to grow frequently is kind of a challenge because we have so many trees. Having spent some time on the Great Plains of North Dakota, this is definitely the problem to have. I'm a big fan of trees, but maybe we in this part of Minnesota don't really appreciate the prairies and the grasslands the way we should. Why are they so important?
Well, if you look at the statistics, it looks like we have about 1% of remnant native prairie left in the state of Minnesota. So Duluth's within the Laurentian Mixed Forest ecological province, where in Minnesota we have the tall grass aspen parklands and the prairie parklands. Ecological provinces, and that's where you'll find those grasslands.
With only 1% of our native prairie remaining, is that something that concerns people? I would imagine even if you are just a historian and not even a botanist, you'd say, oh my gosh, we got to do something to hang on to this. This is really important.
Correct. With that loss, what we have is great deal of fragmentation as well. So these systems are susceptible to, great loss of genetic material and preservation for future generations of that material, the loss of species, and also, you know, the consideration with climate change, what's going to happen with that fragmentation. Are these species, you know, do they have that, like, greenway corridor to travel either north or south to deal with changing conditions?
That's something that you think about, that they're beginning to teach. You know, as we listen to different features on Northland Morning, we're starting to learn more about the idea of corridors and that animals need corridors to move from point A to point B, and that this is really important. But we don't think about plants needing corridors. How does that work exactly?
Well, it's actually pretty fascinating. I have to kind of ponder that myself. You know, how, say you're in a upland island surrounded by a massive peatland, how do those upland species get there? It's time. And, you know, with climate change coming on as projected, which is fairly rapid, I think there are going to be a lot of losers, more losers than winners, when they talk about biodiversity.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the symposium that is coming up. Is this the kind of thing that is, obviously it's going to appeal a lot to people who study these areas, but if folks are interested in climate change and are interested in Minnesota and our natural world, would they enjoy going to this? What would they learn?
I think if you're interested in natural history and ecology, this is the event for you. So this looks at prairies across North America. The actual title is Prairies and Grasslands of the Lower 48, because we do, as a society, we have to come up with engaging symposium topics each year. This one, actually, we have one talk to close out everything, kind of summing up everything about Minnesota. But we do have an academic from the Pacific Northwest talking about prairies of, you know, Washington State area. We have someone talking about the Cajun prairies of Louisiana, someone talking about the prairie systems of the Southeast United States, as well as the storied research facility, the Kanza Prairie, down near Manhattan, Kansas. So it's not necessarily for, you know, the most scientific or academic crowd. It's for those people who actually really enjoy natural history. It's co-sponsored by the Plant Conservation Program at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, and that's where it's being hosted this year.
Fantastic. And so that's obviously an easy drive. A lot of folks up here know that that's an easy drive to make. And we'll get a link set up on our website so it will be easy for people to find. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Scott Milburn joined us this morning. He's a senior botanist with Midwest Natural Resources. The Prairies and Grasslands of the Lower 48 Symposium is taking place on Saturday, March 23rd. And, of course, we'll get a link set up on our website so folks can find more information.